But then the tournament administrator approached him in the locker room and told him who had screamed. It was a middle-aged man with Down syndrome, had gotten so excited over the match, he hadn't been able to keep himself from letting out a scream during Brandon's shot. After hearing the details about the situation, Brandon asked to meet the fan. Brandon says he's been around mental disability growing up and has a soft spot in his heart. He says they are special people, and he wanted to make sure that the man didn't feel bad. Brandon Matthews, you are a champion in our hearts. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Hey, a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of central Virginia for a chance of a touch of sleet and freezing rain early this morning and then changing over to all rain by mid to late morning.
It is 33 degrees outside the Automated Office System studios this Friday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning. Storm watch this Friday morning on WCHV as we watch a winter storm set to arrive somewhere in the early hours of this Friday. We already have delayed openings planned in the Buckingham County schools, 2-hour delay. Also, Nelson County schools will open on a 2-hour delay. The Miller School also opening on a 2-hour delayed opening. You can check the openings and closings anytime online at WCHV.com.
A man accused of killing someone in Louisa County during the summer is now facing a first-degree murder charge. Anthony Davenport was originally charged with second-degree murder, but that charge was upgraded on Thursday.
A Virginia high school student is trying to make a few bucks from the news of the day out of D.C. Alisa Lee has the details.
Justin Heaton isn't old enough to vote yet, but he sure has a political opinion.
You can send a bag of 45 peach-flavored mints directly to a Democratic member of Congress. With your help, my goal is to flood their congressional offices with bags upon bags of peach-flavored mints.
In a YouTube post, the 17-year-old Heaton, who launched 45impeachments.com, shows his support for President Trump and says he looks forward to voting next year.
Three men have been arrested in connection to a sexual assault case in Greene County. The alleged incident happened on November 21st in the Barbersville area of the county. With the help of other law enforcement agencies, the Greene County Sheriff's Office arrested Lewis and Angel Garcia Jr., Shaquille Webb, and Tylek Burley, all three facing multiple sex crimes charges. They're being held without bond at Central Virginia Regional Jail.
From the CBS 19 Newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 33 degrees with Bloomberg Businessman at Fox News and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next, along with Stormwatch on the station that keeps you ahead of winter weather conditions, WCHV.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. It's a Wonderful Life in Fluvanna holiday celebration will start on December 6th and 7th and will feature a holiday tree festival at Lake Monticello Ashlawn Clubhouse. Then on December 13th, the tree lighting will be at Pleasant Grove Park. December 14th will be performances at Carysbrook. And December 15th will end the celebration with Christmas in the Village of Palmyra. The Fluvanna SPCA now has open positions on its board of directors. Ideal candidates will have a desire to help animals. A variety of people are needed, and you don't have to be a Fluvanna resident to apply. Email your letter of interest and relevant experience to president at